Elvis Presley was one of the highest-paid actors in Hollywood for a number of years in the 1950s. He acted in 31 movies. In 1958, just as he finished making the movie King Creole, Elvis received notice that he had to serve in the United States Army. He was stationed in Germany, where he lived in a large house and dated a lot of beautiful women. One young girl he met in Germany was Priscilla Beaulieu, the daughter of an army officer. She was 14 years old. Later, after Elvis had finished his army service, she came to live with him in Memphis. They married in 1967 when she was 21 years old. He was 32. They became parents 9 months later of a baby girl, Lisa Marie.
Colonel Parker made sure that songs Elvis had recorded earlier were released during the years he was in the Army. So Elvis was just as popular after his military service as he was before it. Elvis Presley won 3 of the music industry's highest award, the Grammy. He received the first one in 1967. It was for How Great Thou Art, an album of religious music.
Elvis returned to performing live shows in 1969 in Las Vegas, Nevada. He then traveled around the country performing before huge crowds. He began to take drugs to help him sleep. He gained a lot of weight, so he took drugs to help control his weight. And he took extremely strong drugs to reduce pain. Elvis also suffered from the emotional sickness, depression. It became worse after his marriage ended. Elvis never permitted Priscilla to stay with him in Las Vegas or travel with him around the country. He also did not want Priscilla to see other people when he was away from home. And he spent time with other women. Priscilla finally left him in 1972 for another man.
Elvis Presley released many recordings of his performances during the 1970s. He also enjoyed great success on television. His 1973 television show from Hawaii was seen in 40 countries by more than 1,000 million people. His last record album was called Moody Blue. He recorded it in 1976. One of its hit songs was called Way Down.
Well, I can feel it.
Elvis Presley died on August 16, 1977. First reports said he had a heart attack, but later tests showed many drugs in his body. Experts agree that these drugs probably caused his death. Hundreds of thousands of people still visit his home, Graceland, in Memphis every year. Fans continue to buy his music, making him the most popular recording artist ever. Elvis Presley remains the undisputed king of rock and roll.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
This program was written by Nancy Steinbach. Rich Kleinfeld and Steve Ember were the narrators. The producer was Paul Thompson. I'm Faith Lapidus.